Hey, it's Melissa Wade in the water, and this afternoon I am hanging out with an American singer-songwriter, actress, dancer, reality television personality, and new mom. You know her, Tamar Braxton, and she is the youngest sister of Toni Braxton. Brought up in the church, mom and dad pastors, and singing with her sister, the Braxtons, and now she's gone out solo. And Tamar, how does that feel?
Because, you know, I'm an adult now, and, you know, there are things that I want to say personally and stories that I want to tell and, you know, things that I've been through and, you know, give my testimony that way. So, you know, it feels great.
Tell me about the experience. You've been singing since the age of what? You used to...
I don't even know, child. Before I started really talking, really.
And you used to sing background for Toni,
yes,
actually, right?
Yes. Yes, I was.
So you've been in the music industry for a long
time.
Yeah,
for a long time. And you know what? Honestly, had it not been for Toni and that experience singing back, background, I would not have been prepared for this moment because, you know, like you're thrust into it and, you know, without knowing, you know, what can happen and things that do actually happen, you know, you just walk into it blind and you make a lot of mistakes.
And, you know, a lot of people look at you and look at, you know, the stars and say, you know, they just got there. All you got to do is just get out there and do your thing. But it's a process, right?
It was a long process. And even having a superstar sister was a process, you know. I mean, it took me a long time. I've had 5 different record deals. And they were all non-successful because of creative differences, because everybody wanted me to be like her and sound like her and, you know, and do things that she was doing because she was winning. And, you know, that's just not who I am, you know.
So you had to come out and be your own.
I have
self.
To be Tay Tay, honey, because I can't put it on. I ain't got time for that.
Now, you are a singer, a songwriter, yeah, an actress, a dancer, reality television show, and now you're a new mommy.
Mom, yeah. Yes. That's my most prized possession.
You never, ever knew that you could love so much.
I never, ever knew I'd have a baby. Honestly.
Come on, you're gorgeous. Come on, really?
No, really, honestly. Like, Vince and I was the couple who was cool with not having kids.
Oh.
Like, as a matter of fact, like, that was one of the things that made us attracted to each other because we've never heard that before. Right. I've always felt that way. Mm-hmm. And he's always felt that way. But, you know, we've never heard it before.
Now, being a new mommy, I do have to say I caught the show where you were having, yes, the baby. And let's go to reality TV,
oh,
because, you know, but we all kind of know you, especially here in the Christian, by seeing that WeTV reality TV,
yes,
show, the Braxton Family Values.
Yes, and Tamar and Vince.
And,
yes,
Tamar and Vince. How does it feel to actually have a camera following you absolutely everywhere you go?
It's fine. You know, they become like pictures and tables and chairs, like backdrops. It's crazy. Like, you forget that they're there.
Really?
What? Yes. You do. You do. But we wanted to do the show because, you know, we felt like it was a lot of positive television that was missing from the reality world.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were growing up, we had The Cosby Show to,
right,
teach us lessons and, like, you know, make us laugh at the same time. And we just felt like we all had a different story to tell and people could learn from us and we could learn from ourselves as well. And you can use it and apply it to your life in a positive way.
So whose idea was it to go ahead and do the reality TV show?
Well, at first it was mine. Because, you know, I knew that, you know, I knew it was important, especially for women, to have a group of women that we can look up to and not be embarrassed by. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you don't have to throw a glass to get your point across.
Right.
You can use your words, you know? And it's okay to agree to disagree. It's fine,
yeah,
you know? So I just thought that it would be a good idea if, you know, if we were sisters and we had a common bond, which is music, and we shared our story that way.
And you have so many women out there who connect with each,
yeah,
and every one of you.
Yes.
You're not all the same.
No,
you're different
not
in your
at
own
all
ways. And then sisters to have that relationship,
yes,
there. You know, me, myself, and the other ladies that have sisters, we're like, yeah,
yes,
that same thing. So we were able to truly relate. And that's what made it number one there on WeTV.
Yeah.
So congratulations,
thank
to you,
you
ladies.
Thank you.
And now you're moving on to the talk show, The Real, on Fox TV.
I don't know if I can talk about anything about The Real
yet. You can't talk about The Real?
No, I can't. Let's just keep our fingers crossed. That's what we're going to say.
Okay, well, we're going to keep our fingers,
yes,
crossed, and we're going to keep on looking out and supporting you. How about,
yes,
that? Okay,
yes,
okay.
Thank you.
Sounds good. What is it that you would say if I was to ask you, is there anything that we may not know about Tamar that you would like to share with us to say, you know what, I want everybody to know this about me?
Well, I think that, you know, with all the funny antics and the jokes that I have and all the sayings that I have and just my big personality, a lot of people don't know that I am a woman of faith, period.
Yes.
I will get in the corner and my favorite comfortable YSLs and shout. I don't care where I am. It could be Sis. It could be Neiman Marcus. I don't care. And that's why I'm here. And I'm not ashamed of it. And this is, it is what it is.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I like that. Well, congratulations. Your new CD, Love and War.
Yes. Yes.
So what's that all about? A little love, a
yes.
little more love?
Well, you know, during the season of Tamar and Vince, you know, my husband and I, we've been together for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And we call each other Velcro because we're always together. He's my husbandger.
Right.
Complete conflict of
husbandger.
Interest. We'll talk about
I
that
like
later.
That.
After my husband got sick, our relationship kind of took a turn. And we started having, like, relationship issues. Like, we would argue all the time, and we never really did that mm-hmm. and really couldn't get along. We couldn't really kind of find our niche in our relationship, like, where it was coasting before. And just one day talking to, you know, one of our married friends, you know, who just like, you know, it's marriage is like love and war because you're always fighting for the position of, like, okay, I want to be respected. You want to be respected. Right. We want it to work. Who's going to say sorry first? And it's true. You know, we talk about the wonderful side of love, but it is a little war at the same time.
And, of course, the song we just heard, Thank You, Lord.
Yes,
tell us about
God.
That cut there.
That's my inspirational song, you know. And I just like I said, like, I would not be here if it wasn't for the grace of God. Like, everyone told me no.
Yeah.
Everyone told me I wasn't good enough. I wasn't, you know, tall enough. I wasn't skinny enough. You know, I didn't sing like this one enough. I didn't dance like this one enough. And at the end of the day, you know, God said, I made you in my way, and this is who you are, and this is who you're going to be, and this is who you're going to witness to for me.
And no matter what they
no
say,
matter
don't
what
ever
they
give
say.
Up.
Point blank, period. Don't you do it.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Now, you have a Christmas CD that's
I
coming
do.
Out. Let's talk
Ooh,
about
so
your Christmas CD.
I'm so excited about it. Oh, I love it so much. First of all, she's the festive queen, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I love Christmas. And so these are like my favorite Christmas songs, and they're also four original songs as well. And there, it's like a romantic Christmas album, except for number 11. It's called She Can Have You. And and the reason why I decided to write a song like that
uh-huh.
during the holidays, because I was the girl who was by herself every year on Christmas, trying to figure out why am I always by
really,
myself.
Really, Tamar, come on.
Child, let me tell you something. It's hard out here. I'm being honest with you. I was that girl. And so that's a record for those women who are just by themselves and just, you know, it's not fair.
No, it's due to hit stores November...
November 11th, yes.
Great.
Yes. And Target has the exclusive where you get two additional songs that's not Christmas songs that everybody wanted me to put on my album. So uh-huh. it's an additional bonus.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, we are proud of you.
Thank you.
As that camera rolls around, we're glad you're not pregnant anymore because I'm
glad
sure,
I ain't pregnant no more either, honey.
Honey, when I was pregnant, there was times I didn't want nobody to even look at me. So I don't know how you got through with that camera following you.
The camera was actually good. The camera was a distraction for me.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was better. I mean, I couldn't stand it. I mean, I had a great pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
I have a great baby. But I wanted everybody to be in their own bodies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to like you. I want you to like me in my body and in your body.
I understand.
I know. It's crazy.
I understand. Well, Tamar, thank you so
thank
very
you.
Much for stopping
thank
by
you so
on
much.
Your busy schedule. Wish you much, much luck. Before you get out of here, tell everybody how they can reach you, maybe tweet you,
yes.
Facebook you, and all that good
yes.
stuff.
Yes. Tweet me at Tamar Braxton Her, the same for Instagram, and TamarBraxton.com or Epic.com.
All right. Yep. God bless you.